You are listening to Mornings with Tozer, daily devotional readings. October 13th, The Realities of Heaven. Let not your heart be troubled. I go to prepare a place for you. John 14:1-2. Much of the secularism and rationalism of our times dismisses the Christian view and teaching about heaven as nothing more than hopeful thinking. But the Christian's promised hope of future blessedness is founded upon the fullest and plainest revelations of the Old and New Testaments, that it accords with the most sacred yearnings of the human breast does not weaken it, but serves rather to confirm the truth of it, because the one who made the heart might be expected also to make provisions for the fulfillment of its deepest longings. God's promises are made to the Christian believer, who generally has difficulty picturing himself as inheriting such bliss as the Scriptures describe. The reason is not hard to discover, for the most godly Christian is the one who knows himself best, and no one who knows himself will believe that he deserves anything better than hell. But even justice is on his side, for it is written, "If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." 1 John 1:9. Dear Lord, thank you that so many of your promises in Scripture have already come true, especially the advent of your Son, Jesus. You are a faithful, holy God in whom there is no guile or deceit. Your promise of heaven is just as real as the promise of a Savior. Bless you.
You've been listening to the Mornings with Tozer podcast. To discover more on the life and writings of A.W. Tozer, visit awtozer.com.